the news. The Bangladeshi television company ATN Bangla reports that the death toll from the recent massive cyclone has hit 3,000. Aid agencies are struggling to help millions left homeless and hungry. Entire villages were flattened by Cyclone Siddir, which tore through southern Bangladesh Thursday night. Victims in the worst-hit areas have said they're in desperate need of food and water. Officials describe the humanitarian situation in coastal districts such as Barguna, which is 200 kilometers south of the capital Dhaka, as the worst in decades. Shaidul Alam is director of a news photography agency in Bangladesh. He told RFI's David Page this is the biggest storm to hit Bangladesh since the giant cyclone of 1991.
The 1991 was a very, very big storm. There, the damage was bad also because there was a tidal wave. Here, there doesn't appear to have been a tidal wave of the same proportions, but the winds were very much more fierce. The other thing that happened is, at that time, only coastal areas were affected. This time, it went right through the country, so it cut its way, it sort of swayed its way right down the middle. So, frankly, we don't really know yet.
What do you think can be done to prevent this sort of thing? It's very difficult, I suppose. It requires a great deal of money, but even with all the money in the world, would it be possible to protect people from this type of devastating storm?
Yeah, there are two methods, I think. One is, of course, the fact that many people live in places which are vulnerable, and they do so because of poverty, they do so because of having to make a livelihood. So finding ways in which alternative livelihoods, or at least that they are able to stay in places where they're not at such greater risk, is one. But the other, and really I think the key way of doing it, is to have a very good alert system, very good communication system. And one of the things that we've been campaigning for a long, long time is to have community radio, particularly for disaster preparedness. And that is being stopped because of regulatory reasons. And unless we actually make information available to the people who need it, it's going to be very difficult.
What could you say that might motivate people to try and help?
I think, you know, this is the third time something like this has happened this year. We've had two floods. We've now had this. And what tends to happen is that people, media notices when events happen, but what they don't realize is that the real help is needed much after the event. Part of what's going to happen is the crops are going to get damaged. We've had problems with fertilizers, we've had problems with seeds, and there's a whole lot of things that, it's an agrarian country, farmers need support, and farmers need long-term support, and often what happens is there is an emergency response to situations such as this, but there isn't this sustained response that is needed to get people back on their feet, to help them recover their resources and rebuild their lives. So really what's needed is long-term strategies, and frankly, I think governments themselves need to be far more prepared and far more proactive. So making governments accountable is also part of it.
That was photojournalist Shaidul Alam speaking from our